Wayne, swallowed the chance to go top, but in the first half, undone by two spectacular goals. But all in all, you'll come away from that feeling as though you should have got a draw, won't you?
Well, I feel we should have won the game. One of the goals you're never going to stop. Geezer's hit it with a peach, but the second one of the second ones, I'm a bit disappointed we didn't close them down well enough. But doesn't take away from the fact that we've created enough chances to win the game again. We're not having the rubber to green at the minute in many aspects. Officials, balls ricocheting, but you know it will come. We didn't play particularly well in the first half, I didn't think. But the second half, I thought we absolutely dominated them, and they didn't have a shot in the second half. As you say, they had two in the first half.
But you were in charge of the first 20 minutes of the first half. From then on, just before they got their second goal, that's when they came more into it.
Yeah, I think you know, at the end of the day, when you're that much... I'm not going to say we played well for 20 minutes, because we didn't, but we were better than them. But when someone strikes a ball like that and it goes in, it does deflate you a little bit, especially when you're in a bit of a... You're struggling to string a victory together, because I'm not going to say we're struggling to win. Well, we're struggling to win games. We're obviously struggling to put the ball in the back of the net at the right time. But takes the wind out of you a little bit. And then the second one, we didn't close him down quick enough on the second one. And as soon as he hit it, it was only going in one place. He'll probably never score that again this season, or next season as well. But to be fair to my boys, they've brushed themselves down and they've dug in, which is what we asked them to do. And if I was being honest, I'm disappointed we didn't win, let alone draw.
Final 5-10 minutes, they showed a lot of fighting spirit. How pleased were you with their application in the second half, and especially last 10 minutes, because you forced Potters Bar to clear the ball off the line pretty much twice?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't got any problems with a lot of them, but I haven't got a problem with many of the boys. It's just, I know what I've got to do, and I've got to do it, but that takes a little bit of time. You know, it's a difficult patch we're going through. You don't become a bad team overnight. And there'll be a couple of people coming in this week, definitely... Ryan O'Rourke's coming over from Billericay, who was with us last year, and the possibility of another one returning. So, you know, it's work in progress at the moment, unfortunately, because there are things that we need to do, and we need to do them better. We did patch things a little bit to start off with, but there we go. I mean, Ryan Hull's come in and done a fantastic job for me today, we move forward to Tuesday.
I was just going to ask about Ryan Hull. How did his inclusion come about? Is it just a one-off? Because obviously during the summer it was announced that he was taking a year out from the game. So how did he end up back here for today, and is it a one-off?
Halley's decided to take a year off, but he's a Heybridge boy, and he's always played for Heybridge Swifts. And if you want to call it, SOS'd him, and he agreed to play. So I'm happy about that. Now, whether I can talk him into playing another game Tuesday, I don't know.
Well, he's coming towards us now. No, he's turned away. He's probably seen the microphone. Must have been hard in mouth time when Tom English took that penalty. Keeper's guessed the right way. It just crept under him, especially after a bit of bad luck with penalties recently.
Yeah, I was just praying it went in. We told the boys at half time, if we get a goal, they wouldn't know how to cope with us, and I don't think they did, to be fair. It's just that we're just on silly little things. We're not challenging enough in the air for things sometimes, and you know, at the end of the day, the things we've got to do better. So you know, we'll look forward to Tuesday, and it's a local derby, and we'll see what happens.
Yep. We'll move forward to Tuesday. Essex Senior Cup, the whole of Colchester already out. Local bragging rights at stake as well. It's a cup game and you want to concentrate on the league. But how do you approach Tuesday? Local bragging rights, Essex Senior Cup, holders are out. It's a home match as well, and the need to beat Maldon and Tiptree.
It's not a need just to beat Maldon and Tiptree. If I was being honest, if we'd have been on a back of a better run of form, I would have probably weakened it, gave some of the boys a go. As it is, I think I really do need to consider going out and playing a full strength team. So that's a decision I'll have to make over the weekend. But yeah, whether it be Maldon Tiptree, whether it be Thamesmead, Needham Market, wherever, it's an important game when you're going through a bit of a phase like this. And yeah, I don't think we're playing well. At Romford, I thought we were as unlucky not to win. It's Waltham Forest. We certainly were unlucky not to win or put the game out of sight. Wasn't there Tuesday. But today I just think we was a bit unfortunate and disappointed for the boys because I think they worked quite hard today.
Of course, today wraps up the month of October. So have you met expectations in October, or is it below or above what you wanted realistically?
Way below. I should be, or we should be as a side, 9 points better off. We should have won today. We should have beaten Waltham Forest. We should have beaten Romford. And we should have beaten whoever we played, Chesson, on Tuesday. So, no, I'm not happy at all on the points accumulation. And at the end of the day, I think the fact we're still up there, but we played a few more games than anyone else now, so... we'll see what happens. I think November's going to be the month where we face Needham twice, Brentwood, I think, Wakeman again. And, you know, we need to get ourselves back on track. I saw signs today we were, so I'm not disheartened by it, and I'm disappointed we've lost, of course. But, you know, life goes on. We'll have to get to November on Tuesday.
You read my mind about November. There's a lot of games coming up sort of early mid-November, all close together. Is November the month that could turn the season one way or another, or is it still too soon before Christmas?
No, I think at the end of November we're going to have a very good idea of what we're doing and where we're going to finish. However, I think that the league is playing into Needham Market's hand because everybody's beating each other. And they're not playing, so they must be looking at the league fairly happy. But I do think that lots of teams can beat each other in this league, and I think the playoff spots will be up for grabs in January, February, March, April, May. If we could have struck a few more points, we'd be happy with things. But it's not happening at the moment for us, and we'll brush ourselves down and fight and battle, and we will get in the playoffs. So. You know, or win the league, maybe. You never know. And days like this ain't great. But if there's silver linings, then the fact that the boys battled and scrapped all the way through that second half and should have at least got a point. So.
And you're going to be missing a few players soon. Chris Thomas sent off on Tuesday, so he'll have a suspension coming up. Ricky Griggs has got a suspension coming up. I think you mentioned last week he's going to have about 5 weeks off with workers as well. And Adam Brotherton, while you were away in Ireland, also picking up an injury in the reserves. Are you going to be on top of those players being out and fit-in replacements okay?
Already done, so we haven't got any worries there. I've got Ryan O'Rourke coming in. I've got... another one possibly coming in time for Tuesday. I know there's certain positions that I've got to sort out, but that doesn't come easily, unfortunately. And we'll see what Tuesday brings us. And I don't even know we've got Saturday, so... Yeah.
Great waker in at home. And you lost 4-1 at their play. Their results 2-1. Have actually... 2-1. Oh, sorry, I thought it was 4-1. Yeah. I stand corrected, but their results have been picking up, haven't they? Great waker in, so there'll be a test when you get back to league action.
Yeah, definitely, and we'll have to cope with our play, and I am 110% sure that they'll come to our place and think they can beat us, because, 2-1 flattered us a little bit at their place, so, we're not a bad team. We're going for a really bad patch in a minute, and, you know, we picked points up where you'd say that you'd be happy when you played poorly, but I think we just need that win. And once we get that win, we'll start to rock and roll again.
You mentioned about Ryan O'Rourke coming in. Is that a short-term loan, or have you got any length of time that you'd like him to come in for?
No, he'll be our player. Craig Edwards is disappointed to lose him, but understands Ryan wants to play football, as any youngster does. And no, he will be a Highbury Swiss player. There's no loans or anything like that involved.
OK, thanks a lot.
Ta-ra.